Track 5, Vision Norfolk Tip Spot. Now, it's always useful to learn new skills, I think. So this month's tip from Vision Norfolk might enable some of you to do just that. Does anyone own an air fryer? I don't, as it happens, but they do seem to be the thing of the moment. So if you're sitting there thinking, what on earth would I do with an air fryer? Dorothy is here with the answer.
For this month's tip, we wanted to talk about the latest in kitchen appliance trends, air fryers. Vision Norfolk has recently purchased 3 talking air fryers for demonstration at each of our community hubs and for use in our cooking and life skills classes. This, of course, has ignited the debate between the air fryer fanatics and air fryer skeptics across the organisation. An air fryer is essentially a mini oven that can sit on a countertop. Their heating elements sit on top of the appliance, and hot air is moved around a small cooking drawer by a powerful fan. They are generally considered quicker and more energy efficient than a traditional oven, as heating is more concentrated. Time and energy savings depend on the model used and how you are using it. The only time when an air fryer may not be more efficient is when you are making large quantities of food and therefore need to use the fryer multiple times in a single session. If you are making food that you would normally deep fry, it takes much less oil to achieve the desired effect in an air fryer, which can mean that your food is a little healthier as well. Air fryers can be used to cook, heat, fry, and bake food. Recipes exist for everything from roasted potatoes and vegetables to baked goods. The Vision Norfolk Norwich Cooking Group has so far successfully made scones, muffins and flatbreads in our air fryer and plan to continue to experiment with other recipes. There are a wide variety of air fryers available for purchase, with prices from around £40 to a couple of £100. Some are more accessible or adaptable, depending on your needs. The talking air fryers have dials that are tactile and audible, so it is easier to find the desired setting. Others have tactile dials that do not speak, but can be adapted with the use of bump-ons. There are air fryers with large touchscreen dials and bright lights that mark when the food is ready. These versions may be useful to some people with low vision, but difficult to use for others, as a touchscreen cannot be adapted with bump-ons. More affordable versions tend to have one small drawer, while more expensive versions offer larger drawers or multiple drawers to account for larger families or more complex cooking. One slight drawback we have found with air fryers is that it can be a bit tricky getting the food out of the drawer, as both the drawer and the food are hot. This can often be solved by checking out the model before buying it, as different models have different solutions to this problem, including cool handles, which can allow the drawer to be easily lifted out and placed on a heatproof surface. Alternatively, a silicone or foil container can be fashioned to allow food to be lifted out easily. Another potential downside of an air fryer is that they are much smaller than a traditional oven, so it can be difficult to make large amounts of foods. If you want to have a chat about air fryers and how they can be adapted, you are welcome to come into one of our Vision Norfolk community hubs in Norwich, King's Lynn or Great Yarmouth, or join one of our cooking or life skills classes. Call 01603 573 000 to set up a time to visit our equipment centre or ask about the activities that are available.
Thank you, Dorothy. I might even invest in one myself now.